I need to get this.
Get put away.
Activity set put away, don't we? We've all sorts of bits and bobs here.
That's Purdy's.
It is, yes. We always say the nativity set is Purdy's. Oh, that smells nice. Do you smell that?
That reminds me of something.
Peaches, I think.
Reminds me of Mrs. Blackford.
Is it?
Mrs. Blackford has this smell.
Is she? Go back through that, Ollie. Go back through that.
Mum, do you want me to play me?
Well, I might need you to sit up. We can play with this. Well, we're packing it away. Carry the boxes, please. It's time we got the nativity set put away, I think, don't you?
Thank you. Well, time.
I'll just move these boxes.
Boxes.
Well, what I've done, I think the nativity set needs to be packed away nicely to go back up in the loft. Because we don't need it now until next Christmas, do we? And I've been saving some
stuff. No, I found.
Oh, that's really gosh, isn't it? And I've been saving one or two small boxes because the nativity set is china. So we need to pack it up very well, don't we? And then any boxes that we don't need, we can get rid of.
Wow! Cabris!
Cabris, yes, that's the ticket.
And a bag. A big bag.
Well, I think the bag's what this big box stands in. We may have to hoover up after we've done this because
there might be bits and bobs.
Well, there will be bits and bobs because the stable. Oh, steady, Tom. The stable.
No, we've got
to
look through it.
It has all this moss on it, hasn't it? To make it look like a real stable. Can you see all the bits of moss that are stuck on?
Yeah.
Right, now those we'll put in with it because these actually belong to Santa's marching band. You know the little band we have?
No.
And that's already gone up to the loft. But if I put it with the nativity set, then when we unpack it at Christmas, next Christmas, we'll find this and think, ah!
I love
bits of tinsel now. They look as if they're packed. We've just put them in little pieces of kitchen roll. Yeah. Are you going to wear a piece of tinsel? Right. Which one's that?
Joseph, I think.
Do you think it's Joseph? I don't think it is. He's got a lamb in his hand. What could that be?
Joseph.
No.
And the lady.
No.
Jesus.
No. He's got a lamb, so he would be holding a lamb.
Shepherd.
A shepherd. But there's Mary and
her baby.
Baby Jesus. And then we've got
that's
what animals have we got?
I don't know.
A cow, a donkey and a sheep. Ah, that's the man you were looking for before.
Joseph.
Can you see his little feet peeping through his sandals?
Oh, yeah.
His toes, I've not noticed his toes before.
There you go, Joseph.
Be careful because if it knocks over Thomas, it'll break.
That was someone looks grumpy.
Who's that?
Big, big king.
That's right, how many kings are there? How many kings and what are they each carrying?
Gold and silver.
Gold and silver. I think it's gold and...
I see the angel floating in the air. Have you seen her toe?
Her toe? Yeah, she's got toes. They've all got toes, you see. Who's wearing boots? The kings are wearing boots and the shepherd's got sort of strappy sandals on, but his toes are covered. It's only the three kings.
Yeah.
All three kings have got boots on because they travel from a farm right out. And everybody else, we can't see Mary's feet. Everybody else has bare feet on. The shepherd has strappy sandals on, doesn't he?
Angel is coming up. Have you seen my doors?
Now, this looks like it's out of a Christmas cracker. What's that?
Ouch. A bat.
A bat. Is that part of the nativity set, do you think?
No.
No, but shall we leave it in there?
Mm.
And what's this? Here's a bit of sweetie.
It's a chocolate.
It says Thorntons on it.
Then?
It says Thorntons on it.
Mm.
I don't think we need this because this is full of bits now, isn't it? What's that, a Christmas cracker box?
Yeah.
Six fill your own Christmas crackers. So that can actually go in a bin now, can't it?
Mm.
The other boxes we might keep, but I don't think we need that one. Right, and that can go back on your garage, can't it? Now.
Look at all this room. These are diamonds.
Maybe some diamonds. Oh, look at these little boxes I kept. That's this very, very tiny single malt whiskey box, so we can pop somebody in there to keep them safe.
Like them.
Now, do you remember we got this from Marks and Spencer's? Do you still need those?
Yeah.
Those are your things, aren't they?
Oh. Bye-bye.
And we've got a very small brandy box as well. 11-piece porcelain nativity set with wooden stable. Lovely she is. But we always say it's Purdy's. We had this a long time before we had Egypt.
Long
time
you had
Purdy. Oh, what have you done? Put the little lamb in there.
Bye bye, little lamb.
Oh, don't shake it. The china, remember, Thomas, the great reason.
This happy is... as can be, I'm happy as can be. I'm sleeping upside down.
A bat, that's right, that's what that's for. Look, there's a little party hat here.
Oh, yeah.
And what are those? Are those off the Christmas crackers?
No.
I know
those
popping things. I know
you did. I got them.
Well, not all of them, because I need them for wrapping up the activity set, don't I?
They like party poppers.
Yes. That's right. Now, I think what we usually do, Tom, is put the stable in first. And then all the things that we wrap up carefully can sort of sit inside, can't they? What's this, a scene of?
Stable.
A nativity scene, isn't it? Look, this is a bit unusual because...
Hello!
Right, shall we open them? Let's open each one and see what's in it. Where's number one? This is a nativity. No, what's it called? An advent calendar, this, isn't it?
I want to look in. I want to open the gate.
All right.
Ooh, hello.
Who's that?
Jesus.
And what can we see in these other ones?
I know some pies. I'm watching this one.
Christmas tree.
What's in his face?
Speak up.
Oh,
what's that?
Trumpet.
It says, praise the Lord. Psalm 106.
Oh, he's in this cloud.
Oh, that's Mary and the baby Jesus.
What's in this big?
We're opening the little flaps, aren't we, on the advent calendar.
You know what's in his body?
In his body? It's the lamp. Can you see something on this picture, though, that I don't think? The dove, we associate the dove with Christmas. And the ox and the ass and the lambs and the shepherds, the kings, the gifts, the camels.
That's another dove.
Another dove there. What else can you see? What other animals that I wouldn't have thought were ever in a nativity scene?
Camel.
No, this is the camel. No, I was saying we've got the donkey, the camel, because the...
Oh!
Yes, the camel came probably with the kings. What are those?
Rabbits.
I can't ever remember rabbits actually being part of the nativity scene, can you?
No. Long. Ouch. I got my head off.
And there's a white room outside. It's very dull today, isn't it? Now, this is an advent village as well, which we'll keep in there with the advent calendar. I think we lost a few pieces from this advent village, Thomas. The advent village is made up of tiny houses and shops, isn't it? And we have 24. And what does Mummy do just before Christmas? Can you remember?
No.
Well, look, these are little houses. And we build them, don't we?
Mm.
And inside each house and shop, we pop some little sweets. And then each time you open your advent calendar, we can also open one of the shops. You go round it, there's a mat here, look. Can you see that? We spread that out. We usually put this on the dresser upstairs, don't we? We spread the village out, and then on the village it tells you where to put the grocers, the bakers, shops, the church. We put all the little houses we've built round. And then each day of Advent, from 1st of December on, we go round the village, first house, second house, third house, opening all the shops and the houses.
Like, check everybody's okay.
Yes. And it lights up, doesn't it, at night, and we take a little sweet out, which is rather pleasant.
I want you to play me.
Well, you have to play here while we pack this up, because this must go up to the loft now with the other Christmas things. Why don't you gather together the animals? Don't break those.
I need the animals.
And you could bring them to me in the Lego tractor.
Yeah.
But you must be ever so careful because if they drop, they will smash. So just will you pop them in gently, please, using your hands? And bring them one at a time and I'll wrap them up. Hello, Mr. Tractorman.
Hello, bought a sheep for you.
You bought a sheep for me, that's jolly nice of you. Good thing to do for me. Oh, look, it's a party hat there. Can't you buy the party hat?
It's a party. Oh, every darling.
And we'll put that in the box as well, because that's something else that needs to go up. Any Christmas things that we find today?
Beep. Beep. Beep.
Oh, my goodness. No, don't tip him out, Thomas. Will you lift him out, please, with your hands? Who's that you're bringing me? Is that?
Beep. Beep.
Who was it, Tonga?
Baby girl.
Girl. Oh, you brought the baby Jesus.
He is special.
He is rather special, yes. You brought him a... Whoops, a trailer for me, have you?
No, this over here. Hey! Yeah, I'm gonna go to my bedroom. I wanna 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 go to my bedroom.
You're taking him to the meadow, aren't you? It's obviously where he wants to be, by the sounds of it. He's a bit of a noisy thing, isn't he? Don't you think? Big roundy boy. You're still popping these little bits of bubble wrap, aren't you, as you're going along? Right, so I think the only box I can use for the nativity, Thomas, is this empty. Which one do you think we'd get most in, that one or this one?
No.
Ah, or there's that one.
Cat food.
There's an empty Whiskers cat food box. I just want something slim that we can stack all these things in. Now that would be a good one, wouldn't it, to put in there? It just fits nicely in the stable. I think. Seems to work quite well. It's a little bit deeper and longer than the others, isn't it? So, I don't know whether you can use these boxes for anything, can you?
No, thank you.
No, thank you, because I don't actually get...
Yes, please.
I need them now.
Well, can I play with this box?
No, because that box, you can play with it until I pack the nativity set in, yes. But that's the box that we stand the other box in before it goes into the loft.
Well, can I play with you?
Sorry?
Can I play with you?
Yes.
Come on. Are we waiting for...
Well, I'm packing these away. I thought you were bringing the things to me.
They are. Dad, bring the animals.
You brought the animals? And how are the people going to get here? Do they have to make their own way?
Yes, with a mummy.
With a mummy? Do you mean Mary?
Yes. Hang on, Mary.
Hey.
I got home from the camel.
What do you mean?
I'm riding on the bumpy camel. I got my Winnie when I was wing.
Do you remember the nativity plays at Christmas?
What were they? Oh yeah.
Well, can you remember?
No. The pencil world all year. Full of tins of food. 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 Oh, tins of food, 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 tins of tins of tins of tins of tins of tins of food, tins of tins of tins of.
This is an old lemonade, well not lemonade, I think it was apple juice, wasn't it? Is it orange juice? Well, it's from Marks and Spencer's anyway, isn't it? An old bottle that you insisted we brought back from the restaurant with us, the cafe. And somehow it's ended up in the packaging with a nativity set.
I've got a bone in my head.
And now you've stored some tinsel in it. There we are. We've put Mary and baby Jesus in that box.
I'm rich.
An angel in the other. Now, do you think Joseph will fit in this one?
No.
You went upside down.
No, this is a long choo-choo. Do, 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 do. Ouch, ouch, fashionably, ouch, 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 ouch,
whoops. Steady.
Is it broke?
I don't know. I hope not. I don't think so. It sounded a bit like something was, but... I don't think it is, do you?
Put it in?
We're wrapping them up carefully in tissue paper, aren't we? There's Joseph.
Help, I can't see, I can't see! Yeah.
Now, what have you done? Put some tissue paper around his face.
I can't see. I can never not see. Oh, where's my mother?
So I'll use that little piece to wrap up the lamb. Don't rip too much at once because we need it to put these larger pieces in, don't we?
I'm going to put this on him.
And the lamb can go in that one. And all the other things will just have to go into this other box.
Yep, because I used all the paper up.
Right, where's the box gone? Can you see it?
I've used all the paper up.
You're a mess pot, aren't you? Nicely wrapped. Here's this one of the kings. Mm. That was beautifully wrapped on, wasn't it?
I want
to
do it.
Okay. Yes. Right, now stop now. And then you fold the ends in a bit. Give them a bit of protection that side. And then carry on rolling them up.
Rolling,
rolling, rolling. That's right, we've rolled him up, whoever he was. I think he was a king.
I'm going to get another king.
Right, let's get some fresh paper. Tissue paper. No, this piece comes because that's too small. That's it. Really gently. That's it. You've got to protect as much of him as we possibly can. There we are, another king.
Now I'm going to get... E-R.
We need a bit of piece than that, to us. Yes, we do,
darling.
Only to stick out. No, because that the bits that stick out like that are likely to get broken, aren't they? Right, do you want to roll in there?
Roll
the cow.
I hope I don't
let break. I don't think you will. Now, we can fold this piece in half to start with. This is a shepherd, isn't it? So I think we should put a shepherd in the box with the near all the animals, don't you?
Hello, it's me. I want to put them in.
Stand that one up there. Right, we need some tissue paper, Tom.
I've used the tissue paper. Are you going on?
think that piece is too big maybe for that, Thomas. That's...
I'm going to rip some off.
All right, then. Now, who are you wrapping away?
That.
And who's that? Who's that?
A king.
A king.
My king. Oh, he has got a big head.
Big head, yes, right, thank you. Now, are we going to, do you want to just lay that little bat in there?
So I'm going to lay your bat in. Remember, be on out, have an action. First front, main
this front. This will be a very...
And I wave our hands in here because I've got snuggies to spare.
It'll be a very important job once we've finished it. A good job out of the way. Won't it?
It's wings to
count. Is that the bat?
Wings to count. Ah! You made me put my fresh.
Now I put the little badge in.
Badge! I got the paper to pop.
There, it should feel nice and secure now, this little box, shouldn't it? Now I'll put a little bit of padding on the box, like that. And then, shall we put your piece of tinsel in?
No way!
Yes?
You made lots of mess with tinsel. Branching out in the bowl and rolling water. And well, let's show you how to make it. ZBB's cap napkin. You put a little bit of tissue paper in.
Mm-hmm.
And fold backwards, forwards, backwards, and then you undo it again. And roll it this way.
I don't think this has ever been so well wrapped up before, ever.
Roll. Like this. Do you want to see the big snap? And then you tie something around it. You don't need to be tinsel.
Does it need to be tinsel? Well, I think we've done jolly well getting that packed away. I don't think it's ever been wrapped up so well.
Look at that ice lolly.
Well, no, I don't think we need a treat, especially for doing that, do you?
It's good because we will get paid.
Well, we've done a good job, but I don't know that it was that good, Tom. Do you think it was? Now we've got lots of bubble wrap left over, haven't we?
For me to play with!
If you want to play with it, I'm sure you can. I might pack some of it into the box though, because then when it comes to Christmas and we have other things to put away. Ah, now that was important, wasn't it? There's a little bag there. I'll try and pop. Do you remember I said the things from Santa's marching band that I wanted to keep?
I am Santa, unless you're not kid.
Oh, that's beautiful. You've got a piece of kitchen roll like a napkin. Oh, how lovely. You've rolled it up.
I found my napkin.
And you've tied it with a piece of tinsel. That is so wonderful. Right, now what would you like to do with that?
Now, you're tucking.
You're going to tuck in, are you? Well, that's a job very well worth doing.
Under the baby's napkin. Then, I'm ready for supper.
Lily, what are you going to have for supper?
Tea.
Tea? You're going to have supper for tea? Or tea for supper?
Tea for supper.
Do you mean tea to drink? Or tea...
Sweet.
Tea to eat, like high tea, sandwiches and things.
And like this. Making One of those poppy things.
One of those poppy things, what's that?
The Christmas thing that we had at Dad's. You pull this end.
Oh, you mean a cracker? Yeah. Yes, Daddy made the crackers, didn't he?
You pull this end. Bang! Yay!
Right.
I'll show you how to make a CBB light star. You get some of this. This is very important.
Is it?
Scrunch it up. La, 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 la. These are all just scrunched up and then spread out as you see silver under it. I'm going to make another popper.
Party popper.
Now I'm going to show you how to make a little train.
Right.
Roll it all up. Chup-a-chup-a-chup-a-chup-a-chup.
Right, I just wondered whether that back was large enough. Could you help me, Thomas? Could you lift with both hands of what's going to put a video? Don't drop it down.
I don't think I can. I cannot hold anymore.
You'll fit in just, won't it? Well done. That was fine. You can let that down. Well, thank you, Thomas. That's helpful. That just keeps it nice and dry, doesn't it?
Now I'm going to squeeze and spoon like a little moon. And then I took this in.
It's
that's
a Christmas card, though, isn't it? Look. That says, "A little town of Bethlehem." I think we have that with the nativity set.
Look, it's snowing!
Oh, yes. Oh, don't make too much of a mess with it. Thomas, don't, because it'll ruin it. Don't pull all the strings off the tinsel. I've got anything left.
Only a big lion.
Just a big strip of gold. Right, I think we'll put that in the box, shall we?
Okay.
And then we've got it.
You play really well, me, old girlie.
Don't call me old girl.
I mean, come and play with me, please.
Well, right. I'm still packing this up.
Oh, what are you doing?
You're playing quite nicely.
Look, we've got new boots on.
Pardon?
We've got new boots on.
Thomas, do not put the television on. No. Right, I'm going to have a cup of coffee now.
Play.
And play. Yes, the first thing is that before we play, we need to just put all these bits of rubbish in a bin bag.
Uh-oh.
Is that not playing? Uh-oh. We could play real dustbin men. Tidying up real rubbish.
Yeah.
Couldn't we? Okay. Right. Would you like to find the bin bag for me, Tom, please?
Which bin bag?
Well, I think there's a black bin bag just through there, isn't there?
That's right.
Can you see it in your shoes? You bring that, please, and we'll pop all these things in that we don't need.
We're real bin men. We're real bin men. Oh, I needed protective gloves on.
You need your protective gloves on? Right, I'm going to keep these pieces of kitchen roll because they haven't done anything, have they? And we haven't got any kitchen roll at the moment, we've run out. Right, so I'll have to hoover in a minute to get these bits in. But would you like to put all the things? You don't need that bottle now, do you?
Can you help me?
Oh no, you can do that little job.
Why? I need you to help me.
Don't stop whinging, Thomas.
Yes, I do need that bottle. Where's that bottle pop?
Right, there. Right, I'm going to cut, there's a stamp on this envelope. I'm going to cut the stamp off. If you can let down the stamp, that's not right. And then the envelope can go into the rubbish bag. Can't it?
Yeah. Can we keep this?
If you want to keep it, you can keep it, yes.
Here I've got some rubbish.
No, don't put those in there. Be careful, Tom, because you'll end up cutting the tablecloth. No, we don't use those.
Me too.
Yeah. Right, there you are. Let's turn this off. Tell me what, it's just started to rain.
I know.
It's not nice, is it? Look at this steady eddy.
No, no, cut! Don't cut!
Do you not want to cut it? Well, we've got to get rid of it, Thomas.
No, we don't.
Or do you want
it's
to just...
It's my favourite.
Or can we not just...
I don't want to lose it. No, nothing.
Well, we can't just keep keeping rubbish.
That's not rubbish!
What's she going to do with it?
I'm going to look at it every single day.
Can you? Right, now, this is...
I cut la.
This I'm now... is...
No.
Oh, it's some chocolate, isn't it?
I'm gonna search
down.
That box.
It says your very own cabin bookmarks, and I'll just put round it. It's sort of tight to resist, Thomas.
But
don't put the bin bag over your head.
Why?
It's dangerous. You'll suffocate.
Suffocate?
Suffocates when you put plastic over your head or anything over your head, and then you can't breathe. And if you can't breathe, what happens?
You're dead.
You're dead. Right. So.
Can I cut this?
Yes, just let me do this. Yes, you can cut up any of these pieces if we don't need. But the steady eddy one...
is mine.
Well, if you want to keep it, I'll cut some pictures out of it. Which bit should we cut out?
None.
But we don't want to keep the whole thing as it is, Thomas. It takes up too much room.
No, it doesn't. Steady eddy, you're my daddy.
See, if you're just messing about with it like that, it's going to get damaged anyway. It would be better to cut the picture and the story off.
No.
And just use that, wouldn't we?
No. Never. Ever.
Right, there you are. That's your bookmark. What character is it?
Monster. That's
a dragon. Can you help Dragon find his umbrella so that he can catch the raining buttons?
It's in your hand. It's melted away.
So how do we get to his umbrella? Right, we start there, don't we?
Go all the way on here.
Oh, there. That was a quick route. Wasn't it?
Yep.
Can you find another way?
Yeah.
It says, join Steady Eddie and friends as they get up to all sorts of fun and mischief, always ready to help. Eddie's answer to any problem is, no problem. Stuck in the mud, Steady Eddie and Oliver Overdrive are making a delivery to a building site. Oliver boasts that he's the strongest of the two, but soon sinks into the mud with his heavy load. Can Eddie save Oliver and prove that he is the smartest truck of all?
No, but I think he's smartest of all.
And the last bit is special delivery. Steady Eddie has an important delivery to the train station when, oh no, he gets stuck in traffic. Trying to catch up with the train, Steady Eddie finds he's reached the destination itself where he meets a very important person.
Who's that?
I don't know.
Queen.
Do you think so?
It is the Queen.
And then it says, see a real Eddie Stobart lorry in action. See an Eddie Stobart lorry going through the lorry wash, being polished and being loaded, ready to go on a delivery. Plus Steady Eddie's road safety tips. Learn with Steady Eddie how to cross the road and pick up other essential road tips. Road safety tips. That's all on the video, isn't it?
Mm.
What was it, a video and a Steady Eddie lorry? Nice, isn't it? A limited edition gift pack. May I just have the scissors for a second?
Oh, get some more.
No, don't get some more, Thomas, because the other ones are for food. No, I'll finish with these in a moment. Where is the little lorry that came with this, Tom? No, Thomas, don't pick those up. Where's the lorry that came with this video?
There's my lorry truck.
The lorry truck, is it? Thomas, put them down. out of the drawer. It's dangerous. You've got sharp knives and all sorts of things in it. You can have the scissors in a second. And don't forget, I want
you
all
snatched it.
No, I didn't. I want all of these things, please.
Uh-oh, Steady Eddie's getting cut.
He is. But like all your bits and pieces in the rubbish bag, don't forget. That they're not using.
I want you to help me.
I'm going to help me. You're going to have the scissors.
Thank you.
Keep that, so we'll get rid of this bit. Okay. What are you making?
A little house.
A little house? Who for?
You.
For me? That's nice.
A model house.
A model house? I see. It's not a real house. A model house. And whereabouts is a model house?
In your house.
No, this is this here in Heaton Mersey, or is it somewhere else?
I'm making it. Your box.
Because it's only a model house, it's not for me to live in.
Yeah. Oh. I don't think you're thinking the box.
I don't think I will actually, Thomas.
You will if it was a giant box.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's nothing in there. We'll put this in the bin back. We must be careful now not to...
Well, it's gone up
to... ...to tip this bag up because it's got all the bits and pieces in. And that looks like a sturdy box that we could use again for something else. And those small washing powder boxes are quite useful, aren't they?
I'm going to cut the straw.
I can't think what for at the moment. Right, so... The nativity set is ready to go in the loft when Daddy comes back. Along with the other empty boxes. There you go, you see what's happening.
Look at this, Mum.
Right, I'll just make sure everything's picked up, Thomas, and I mean that.
Okay.
Come on now. No, you'll cut the carpet now.
Tom's gonna shoot in different directions.
I think we'll get rid of that carrier bag as well because it's got holes in it and there's not a lot of point in here. A bag with holes, is there?
No. Careful, everybody around here. There's going to be a bomb exploding.
A bomb exploding? Oh dear. Right, start picking them up now, Thomas.
You'll be right to cut this.
I don't think you're going to probably break the scissors, no. No, it doesn't cut that. It's a piece of metal, isn't it, Edward? Either break the scissors or hurt your hands trying. Mum, Thomas, pick them up. I'm getting cross now. I don't mind you cutting, but if you cut, you sit at the table. You don't wander all around the carpet flipping bits. Come on, every single bit has to be picked up that you cut, and I know you won't do it. And I'm not helping to pick those bits up. Just stay in one place, please, to cut. Found a CD case there. He's still making another house?
Nope. No, I'm gonna make it a little whisker.
Sounds like the Grand Old Duke of York. The Grand Old Duke of York. Is that what you were doing?
Yes.
He had 10,000 men.
Is that you?
He marched them up to the top of the hill. And he marched them down.
Again. Then,
Thomas, don't put the bin back. That's got to go outside.
Oh, bye.
I'm just putting these shirts around on the hangers. Because they're getting a bit screwed up just sitting on the back of the chair, aren't they? Is that a sweetie paper that you're ripping up now?
Mm-hmm. I need what to cut. That's why I cut a button.
Well, you can do, but then it goes in the bin because it won't be in use, will it? Just be careful, because some things that are hard to cut might hurt your hands.
Can I make something?
Yes, just watch your fingers, sweetheart.
I can't cut the
No, don't. You're going to cut your fingers. Don't cut that, Thomas. No. No, no, you're going to cut your fingers.
Okay, I'll stick some fingers. Wait. Got tissue paper. Scrunch it all in the bottom and put your finger in. Just press it all in.
That's a good idea of getting rid of the rubbish as well, isn't it? To squash it into the bottom.
You're making it. I'm making a train.
Are you? It's just sort of train shape, that, isn't it? It's like a funnel.
I need some glue. I need glue more.
I don't think we've got any, Thomas.
What about blue tack? I want to look up to stick with your something.
Okay. She using the lid of the bottle to make a wheel.
Well,
yeah.
So I need some glue too.
No, I haven't got glue to this.
Okay.
Not the glue that you've been playing with, anyway, it dried up. We've got a print stick, but we've used it all at Christmas, haven't we? There you are, there's a little bloop a loop tack there.
Blue.
In fact, we used a lot of blue tack as well, didn't we? Blue tacking all the Christmas cards up. Do you remember, they were all on the banisters, weren't they?
Yeah.
Are you concentrating?
Stick the blue tack on to the bottle. This is not easier than you think.
It is easier, or it isn't easier. It's not as easy as you think.
Yeah.
Oh no, making muffins is
really hard.
Quite a skill job, isn't it?
Now stick this wheel.
Let me have a look at this masterpiece. Oh, very good. Oh, look at that. And is that the smoke coming out of the funnel? But there's this old battery could be something. And what about the drinking straw? Would that make something?
I don't know if we can fit all these on.
No, I don't. So look, there's some string that came off the bin bag. You know, the plastic tie that goes around the top. Is that useful to you?
Yes, it is useful to me. Back for you, need more blue tack.
That's the sort of thing we'll have to get when we go shopping, isn't it? But be careful with that, Tom, because it's all going everywhere. Hasn't it gone dark and dull?
What's wrong with the weather?
I don't know, look, if I turn the light off. You see, in fact, I think I'll put that light on because that will help with your model making, won't it?
See, I don't think I will make a train.
No, what are you going to make now?
I don't know. Wait and see if you want to know.
Wait and see.
Whistle while you work.
That's splendid.
Oh no, I can't get out.
Well, how about we tip the bottle upside down? We'll use the scissors like tongs. Are they tongs or tweezers?
You're only weird.
I'm going to be careful. Gently grab it.
Up you go.
Up you come. There you are.
Thank you.
Somebody's just put something through the door.
Better see what it is.
Oh, it's the casserole. Steve.
Did the Steve?
Steve, Liam's daddy, wants it back on Friday morning. So please leave outside on Friday morning. It's clean as you can see.
Is he a cleaner?
Well, he's not a cleaner, but he has the Delivers catalogues that have things in that you can buy to help you clean your home and tidy your home up.
Well, look, little hat.
Oh, wonderful. Who's that for?
No one.
Just made a little hat. You know the fold up, I'm trying to describe it now. It's white and blue, and it's sort of a pop-up bin that when I'm sorting the washing out into a hot wash and a cool wash, and we keep it in there, you know the thing I mean that pops up?
Yeah.
This.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean, that?
Yeah.
It's a bin, isn't it, if you fell? It's absolutely flat. It doesn't take any room up at all. And within seconds, it pops up to be a really huge bin with two compartments. So when I'm sorting through the washing, I put either light things and dark things, or I put hot wash and cold wash. Separate them, so when I come to put the washing in. And that was something I bought from Steve, and it was actually not very expensive.
Right, so in the disco.
Is it flashing on and off again?
It flashed on.
Right, so I probably, because I've just walked past, it's a bit sensitive. Yeah. Yes, it went off, didn't it, when I went in. And that was something that I bought from Steve's catalogue, and that was very useful.
But it just went off when I moved.
That's right, it's a bit sensitive, isn't it?
The sprinkler going here.
So what he does, he goes around with his catalogue, Thomas, he pops it through people's letterboxes with a little note telling you when he's collecting it in hours. It says he's picking this up on Friday morning. And then if you look through the catalogue and if there's anything you need, then you write your order out on the order form and then leave it outside your door, and on Friday, or whenever it is he says he's coming, he picks up the catalogue, and if you've left an order, then he gets the things for you, and then he comes round with it at a later date, and you have to pay him.
You know, he just wants money.
Everybody wants money, I know, but you can't expect him to deliver goods to us without charging anything. You think anybody would do that, do you? Right. So it's in a plastic bag, look. And that's the order form. If I want anything, I write down what I want and the price and my name and address. And then you put it back in the plastic bag for tomorrow.
I want that.
Oh, it says animal heads.
Can we have animal heads?
I don't think so. Look, it's to go in your garden. Look at that one, that's called the digging dog.
I did.
The digging dog. It's just the back end of a dog and a tail. It says, your friends will really dig this dog. Placed anywhere around your lawn, borders or patio, this naughty mutt will happily dig. It looks like he's digging for a bone, doesn't it? Mm.
Me.
Well, there's lots of things to your garden in this catalogue, look.
My sharks!
That's right, and look at these little puppies.
dog sharks!
Yeah, all sorts of things, look. Coat hooks and storage things for CDs. Bread bins, pans. Shoe racks. Well, you've got one or two of these things, haven't you? You've got a mirror like that, a sun mirror, but yours is only a very, very small one. You had that when you were a baby. And we've got pencil coat racks, haven't we?
Stop itching.
Right.
Spider!
Yes.
Ah, woofie, woof, woof.
Oh, there's another catalogue there, look, with things like brushes and brooms. I wonder if they still sell that thing that we've just been talking about. This is all for hard work, Thomas.
Not you.
Not me. Well, the house was given a really, really, really good clean after Christmas, wasn't it? Well, before Christmas, I should say. And I don't know, sometimes I think when Mummy's at home, it's more messy than on a roll. Because when we're at home, we always seem to be having cups of tea and things that need washing up and tidying away. When we're out, it just stays the same, doesn't it, if I've cleaned the day before. Look at these containers.
I hear thunder.
I heard something then, yes. Look at these, Thomas.
It was not a good day to walk to Luke's.
No. Well, it has been raining, hasn't it? Oh, look, there we are.
What?
Folding laundry bag. That's what I've got. There's one on its own, a single one, or a double one. It was the double one I had. It was really very good. And look, there's all sorts of things there.
I've got a yellow peg. Yes, I stole from school.
You stole from school, a washing peg. Right, come on, all this has to be picked up, Thomas. Can you start, please?
I'm making a puddle for you.
I know you are, but don't forget to pick up things up that have dropped. And all sorts of things for washing. Look, pegs. You like playing with clothes pegs, don't you? And the ironing board covers. And what's on that page?
Eggs.
Eggs.
Why would you really like your sausage?
Would you? Yes, oh, there's fish fingers. You can't buy fish fingers from Castlock. I think it's just showing you that you can cook them in the pan. Look at the egg poachers. A set of two heart-shaped egg rings, egg poachers. So that when you cook your poached eggs, they come out of the pan looking like little horns. That must be for Valentine's Day, I think.
Ooh, cornflakes.
Oh yes, that storage containers to hold your cornflakes in. We've got something like that. It's not from here. And those are quite nice, aren't they? Those little shelves. But it's like everything else, Thomas. You look through these catalogues, I'm sure we can manage without lots of these things, don't we? Those are all pots for the microwave, special containers. And look at the key ring. What's the key ring like? It's a row of black cats, isn't it? A row of black cats sitting on the wall. And what's special about the tails?
And they've got keys.
Yes, the tails are all curled up so they're like hooks and then people can hang keys on them.
Is that his pants?
That's his pants, yeah. Computer things and some toys, look. Teddy chain, in fact we've got that, look. It's called a teddy chain, we've got it under the stairs and it's got all the soft toys pegged up on it, hasn't it? And then there's lots of things.
Mum, it's like a house. I'm gonna snip.
And then there are other things here, look, it's put in your wardrobe coat hangers, and these are called shoe trees, look, keep your shoes looking smart.
Shoe trees!
You can either stretch your shoes or just keep your shoes in straight. Shoe racks and mattress covers. And those are things to the bathroom, aren't they? And a shower. Shower curtains.
Can I cut the magazine?
No, you mustn't cut the magazine. Because it's not ours, is it? And look at these people having their hair cut. It's people who want to cut their hair at home.
This is a youth support. If there's something yucky,
yeah,
you can just get a pair of scissors and
cut yourself, you can. Well, you would like this. This is like a B&Q page with all these brushes and brooms and hose pipes. A cat, that's like ours, isn't it? A scare cat.
Yeah.
It says, tired of neighbours' cats messing up your garden. Are all birds and squirrels your problem? Your worries are over because scare cat will see off a lot. He's fully waterproof to stay outside in all weathers, and we have one of these, don't we?
Yeah.
But it's not actually to scare Birdie away. It's so other cats might not come in.
Does she know that's
cats? Well, she does because she lives here and she sees it every day, but other cats might not. It's a black cat, isn't it? A metal cat that stands near the washing line. And what's he got in his eyes?
Marbles!
Marbles, and so at night, They glint, they shine like real cat's eyes, don't they? Oh, and look who we've got here.
Oh, and look who we've got there.
Yeah, got butterflies to put on the outside of your house if you want to, and God knows. Who do we know with garden gnomes?
Hello.
Linda next door. What about Norman?
Oh, yeah, Normie. What's that?
Well, it's called a garden gator.
Crocodile.
It's supposed to be an alligator, isn't it?
Crocodile.
Yes.
It's a garden gator.
A garden gator. I would imagine actually it's three. I can't tell. It might be three separate stones. It's pictured there, isn't it, in a gravel path, so it looks as if it's an alligator. It says, gator gives the impression of lurking quietly by your pool or the lawn or wherever you choose to hide it.
Would all the cats know it's a crocodile?
Oh, yes, I'd imagine the cats would be quite frightened, actually, when they see that, don't you? What do you think?
Yeah, if it was alive. Huh. Will be fun.
Right, so put that back in the bag. I don't think there's anything we need actually. Do you?
Yes, there is. Teapots.
Teapots. Why do you want a teapot?
Your dance bowl. Here's my hand up, and here's my pocket.
Well, did they have any teapots in that catalogue?
Yep.
I haven't seen any.
Yes,
did you?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure they do. I'm sure they sell teapots. They sell things like that, don't they? Anyway, we'll pop that back in the bag and we'll just try and remember on Friday morning to put it outside for Steve.
I would like your bomb to explode. It's a rubber.
Would I like a bomb to explode? Not really.
A rubber.
It is thunder, Thomas. I'm quite convinced of that. It sounds like thunder. It's either that or somebody's moving something very heavy. Somebody could be dragging something, but I can't think who or what. Or where or when. What do you think it is?
I think it's like little. Let me blow the bomb and then bomb on and I'll show you what it might get out of it.
You're pretending to blow a bomb. You're snipping straws with scissors, aren't you?
It might be someone dragging lots and lots and lots of bulldozers in the line.
You think people round here drag bulldozers in the line, Thomas? Do you think that's possible? Right, please will you start now picking all this up because we're going to have lunch fairly soon.
Oh, we can do it, have it with the mare.
No, we can't have it with the mare.
And help me tidy up the table.
Oh, well. You can tidy up under the table because that's all the bits that you've snipped and they've fallen off. Now, where's this wonderful level now? Oh, look, this. You know this thing that we had? Can you help Dragon find his umbrella so that you can catch the rain? Well, that could be the path, couldn't it, or the garden? Mm. You know how you get to mazes in gardens where you can go for a walk and get lost?
I don't know which way your house is.
You don't, do you? Right, so you're keeping this bottle or throwing it away?
Keeping.
So where should we
You tidy on the table, I'll tidy on.
That's right, you go into the floor. Right, we pop that then there on your workbench. How's that?
Fine.
Oh, look, there's a little bulldozer on your workbench, did you know?
Oh, yeah.
That's cute. Where's that come from?
Don't know. Bye bye.
It says it's a matchbox one, so it probably came, you know, when you got your garage and there was that tube of cars and toys and things.
Bye bye, I'm under the table.
Are you okay? I hope you're doing hard jobs under there.
Yeah.
You're doing hard work.
I want to get paid.
Want to get paid?
Hmm.
Right, let's see what time it is.
Oh, I remember I'm going to Luke's.
You're going to Luke's?
Yeah.
Well, that's why I said we have to tidy up now, because I think it's time.
Mum? I hope that is not thunder. hope it's someone just pushing bricks.
Tears. Well, I don't know, Thomas, it's raining outside. Not a pleasant afternoon, is it? Well, I'd say it's not a pleasant afternoon, it's morning, but...
Don't say afternoon, so I'll be dashing to Luke's now.
Will you? No, it isn't afternoon yet, it's nearly lunchtime.
Luke would be so excited, wouldn't he? Won't he, Mum?
It might be, yes. It's nice you've got somebody there. I think it's lovely. It's very nice when you've got somebody you can share things with, isn't it? And talk to and play with.
Yes.
Because actually, you know, he used to go to toddler group with Luke. I've known his mummy for a long time.
Look, that's all, Mum.
Sorry?
Look what I've done.
What have you done? I know what I've done. I've tidied the table and I've just got a cloth now to give it a good wash down.
Look.
Oh, right. Well, please don't waste that blue tack. Let's take the blue tack off because we're very short on that now. I'll have to get some more. Otherwise, when it's birthday time, we want to blue tack birthday card. We won't have any left.
No.
Right, could you start putting some more things in the bin bag, Jessica?
Would you help me?
Well, I've just tidied the table. I'm washing the table now. Yes. And then we've got to get all the bits and pieces off the chair, haven't we?
Your bottom's prickling.
My bottom? I knew it was my leg. I don't think my leg's prickly, is it?
Yes, it is.
Rain, go away.
Come back here on Tuesday night.
Come back here on Tuesday night. Looks like we've got icing or something on the cushions. Don't know what that's from, do you?
In the bin bag.
In the bin bag, that's right. You did a good job there, Tom.
Scrunch up this price.
No, not this price. No. You want to keep that?
Yep.
I think it's time to finish this, actually.